There is no limit. My son Joey was born with club feet. The doctors assured us that with treatment he would be able to walk normally, but would never run very well. The first 3 years of his life were spent in surgery, casts, and braces. By the time he was 8, you wouldn't know he had a problem when you saw him walk. The children in our neighborhood ran around as most children do during play, and Joey would jump right in and run and play too. We never told him that he probably wouldn't be able to run as well as the other children, so he didn't know. In 7th grade, he decided to go out for the cross-country team. Every day, he trained with the team. He worked harder and ran more than any of the others. Perhaps he sensed that the abilities that seemed to come naturally to so many others did not come naturally to him. Although the entire team runs, only the top 7 runners have the potential to score points for the school. We didn't tell him he probably would never make the team, so he didn't know. He continued to run 4 to 5 miles a day, every day, even the day he had a 103-degree fever. I was worried, so I went to look for him after school. I found him running all alone. I asked him how he felt. "Okay," he said. He had 2 more miles to go. The sweat ran down his face, and his eyes were glassy from his fever. Yet he looked straight ahead and kept running. We never told him he couldn't run 4 miles with a 103-degree fever, so he didn't know. 2 weeks later, the names of the team runners were called. Joey was number 6 on the list. Joey had made the team. He was in 7th grade. The other 6 team members were all 8th graders. We never told him he shouldn't expect to make the team. We never told him he couldn't do it. We never told him he couldn't do it. So he didn't know. He just did it.